Truth News Network. From Shreveport to Kuala Lumpur, Washington, D.C. to Moscow, finding the truth. TNN, the Truth News Network. And Dan Newman.
That's what we're all about here, is finding the truth and bringing the truth to you every day. Hello, everyone. After your Thanksgiving, lots of turkey, lots of dressing, lots of pumpkin pie. Hope you had a great day. And you're in the saddle again. It's Friday, headed into a weekend. Kind of a buffer day for us, isn't it? And that's a very good thing. We need a little buffer between what we know is reality and what's happening in Washington, D.C. So we're going to talk about something a little bit different here today. We're calling today's story and podcast Ode to America. So let me just get you to think with me for a few moments. Have you ever traveled overseas? If you have, did you notice when you went how foreigners treated us as Americans? It certainly depends on the country in which you find yourself, but people, on the most part, treat us as if we are blessed or fortunate or just plain lucky to be Americans. You wouldn't think that, based on the picture that we see and hear painted every day by the media about the worldview of a Trump America. I not long ago spent a couple of months on business in Europe and Malaysia. It's kind of an odd mix there, going from Northern Europe all the way to Southeast Asia, but it was very special to me, and I learned a whole lot. I spent time in Germany, Austria, Liechtenstein, Switzerland, Northern Italy, and then several weeks in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. This trip was my first foray into Europe. I was surprised at the diversity of thought between nations in Europe. Switzerland was in many respects a lot like the United States. Locals in Milan, Italy, were ambivalent to my being American, but they didn't want American dollars. That really surprised me. We've heard for decades that the dollar is the most desired and most trusted currency around the world. Not so in Northern Italy, at least. Malaysia, just incredible. Their food, their culture, their entertainment, their hospitality, second to none. Some of the best of each of those that I have ever experienced anywhere. Though nations were different, and they certainly are, there was almost a universal feeling I got regarding how they felt about the United States and all of us. They acted as if we are the most educated, most affluent, and fortunate people on earth. That's in every country that I visited. That probably doesn't surprise you, but what shocked me, and should shock you, was the almost universal sense I had of locals in each of those countries. They are shocked that Americans do not appreciate the freedoms, the opportunities and diversity that we have, and we have those things just because we are Americans. Maybe it's because we're spoiled, or because we take all we have for granted. I think it's a combination of those, plus the fact that we're told again and again by an antagonistic press that what was formerly useful in the United States is now wrong, and that what was once evil we fought in other countries to keep from coming here is now excellent. What a paradox. What changed here in the United States? Do we simply segue from generation to generation, leaving everything we learned behind when each generation fades away? We baby boomers heard the stories of World War II, the Korean conflict, and we either watched or participated in Vietnam. But our kids didn't see any of that. They didn't experience any of the loss, the anger, the pain, or the fear of any of those conflicts. They're all just stories to them. Stories. And nothing more. Even the World Trade Center attacks on 9/11 are nothing but a story to the current crop of American young adults. Think about that. That was 2001, 18 years ago. Some of those kids that are now in Congress, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she wasn't even 10 years old when that happened. She certainly didn't catch what was going on, like adults caught what was going on. They understand these kids, 3,000 Americans died at the hands of terrorists that day, but making that applicable to them has not happened and probably will not happen. Perspective controls what we think regardless of its truth. I'll say that again. Perspective controls what we think regardless of its truth. Maybe the Europeans have a bit more respect for America than do many Americans because of their perspective. Europe has experienced far more wars and conflicts on their soil than have Americans. Their firsthand views of violence, terror, and war are certainly flavored differently than ours, and that of our children, certainly. With that in mind, I share here what one European writer had to say in an editorial about America and Americans right after 9/11. It might explain where the U.S. was as compared to where the U.S. is today. Now, we rarely get a chance to see another country's editorial about the USA. Remember what our country was like 18 years ago. Think about that. I'm going to read this excerpt from a Romanian newspaper. A gentleman named Nistorescu wrote the article, and it was published under the meaning of Ode to America in the Romanian newspaper The Daily Event, or News of the Day, and it was published 18 years ago. Here is what he said. Why are Americans so united? They would not resemble one another even if you painted them all one color. They speak all the languages of the world and form an astonishing mixture of civilizations and religious beliefs. On 9/11, the American tragedy turned 300 million people into a hand put on the heart. Nobody rushed to accuse the White House, the Army, or the Secret Service that they are only a bunch of losers. Nobody rushed to empty their bank accounts. Nobody rushed out onto the streets nearby to gape. Instead, the Americans volunteered to donate blood and to give a helping hand. After the first moments of panic, they raised their flag over the smoking ruins, putting on t-shirts, caps, and ties in the colors of their national flag. They placed flags on buildings and cars, as if every place and on every car a government official or the president was passing. On every occasion, they started singing, God Bless America. He continued, I watched the live broadcast in rerun after rerun for hours, listening to the story of the guy who went down 100 floors with a woman in a wheelchair without knowing who she was, or of the Californian hockey player who gave his life fighting with a terrorist and prevented the plane from hitting a target that could have killed other hundreds of thousands of people. How on earth were they able to respond united as one human being, he asked. Imperceptibly, with every word and musical note, the memory of some turned into a modern myth of tragic heroes. And with every phone call, millions and millions of dollars were put into collection aimed at rewarding not a man or a family, but a spirit, which no money can buy. What on earth unites the Americans in such a way? Their land? Their history? Their economic power? Money? I tried for hours to find an answer, he said, humming songs and murmuring phrases with the risk of sounding commonplace. I thought things over. I reached. But only one conclusion. Only freedom can work such miracles. A story, an editorial about 9/11 from a Romanian. His perspective of America. We'll be back in just a moment. Some very deep and important thoughts to share with you. Don't go anywhere. 1 minute from now, back at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
Uncertain about what you see and hear in mainstream media?
Worried about getting the truth? No worries anymore. Get the truth, only the truth, at TNN, the Truth News Network, at truthnewsnet.org.
Long live the courageous, may God bless and keep you may you the tenacious, may you the ones who push forward do for you. And give back. Long live the greater good, the helping hand, those who fall and get back up. And long live the truck with the strength to overcome. The will to outwork. And the commitment to outlast them all. Ram, proven to last.
Clarity of thought, clarity of vision, clarity of message.
TruthNewsNet.org.
Again, Dan Newman.
That was an amazing editorial. Makes you think, doesn't it? What did he see? What did he think was going on in America? He saw something that impressed him. What was it? Is it still here? Would he write the same story today if it happened as he wrote then? These are questions for which it would behoove all of us to dig deep and find some truthful answers. I'll go out on a limb and say that today's America is a vastly different America than it was in 2001, 2002. In the aftermath of 9/11, Americans worked together for the common cause of the nation. Certainly, there then were millions of Americans with differing political perspectives on millions of issues. Certainly, there are today millions of Americans with differing political views on millions of topics. What was absent for the most part in 2001 and for a few years after that lives and thrives in the U.S. today is political animus and even hatred for those with opposing views. There were differences of opinion then, but it never seemed to get as nasty. It got contentious, but never seemed to get as ugly as it gets today. The nature of discourse has morphed into nothing but blame and disdain. Where's that common good around which we all rallied in 2001? I have no idea. Can we get it back? Again, I have no idea. What if we cannot get it back? So let's think together for a moment as we finish this up today. Common ground. Many Americans wonder who and what they can still trust. Is there any common ground? The institutions that once bound us are disappearing, and we no longer seem to have each other's backs. Everyone appears to have a different version of world events, and it feels harder than ever to sort fact from fiction. Our news feeds seem to just echo our views, and when people post alternative opinions, oh my God, hell breaks loose. They're often attacked by angry mobs even. We don't seem to disagree anymore without perceiving another person's beliefs as stupid, wrong, or even evil. We're being played off each other and told to see each other as threats and enemies, not Americans just like us, but with separate experiences and views. The loudest and most extreme voices get heard, and others feel like tuning out altogether. I bet you can relate to all of what I just said there. Nobody wants to turn the clocks back, because there was a lot that wasn't right about the world of our past. Today we seem more fractured and fragmented than anyone can ever remember. At least I can't remember us being that fragmented and that fractured. Instead of helping us find solutions to move us all forward, politics is driving us apart. When people don't understand each other, they can't converse or find common ground. Yet somehow, if we could only press a reset button, it feels like things could be a little different, and we could move forward together as a country. There is far more common ground among Americans than we might imagine, judging from the constant conflict among pundits, politicians, and social media users. This is true even on some of our most debated issues. For example, did you know that a full 81% of the population agrees that racism continues to be at least somewhat of a serious problem in the U.S.? The fact that the overwhelming majority of people acknowledge that racism is a real problem opens the door for continued conversations about how the country moves forward. Another critical area of agreement is the aspect of immigration policy regarding dreamers, you know, those people that were brought to the United States illegally as kids, given provisional legal status under the DACA program during the Obama administration. 3/4 of all Americans believe there should be a pathway for these individuals to obtain citizenship through serving in the military or attending college. This exemplifies how the current polarization is leading to gridlock in American politics and preventing us from finding solutions supported by an overwhelming majority. More people think about those two things we just talked about. They think we can work through them. Then don't think we can work through them. One issue that Americans regularly discuss is how they feel that people have become too quick to take offense and criticize others' use of language. 4 out of 5 Americans believe political correctness has gone too far in America. An issue where most Americans with liberal views agree with conservatives, again showing America is so much more than two groups with opposite views driven by animus and disdain for those in the other group. Here's what I believe. Just a few bullet points for you. The American electorate is more complicated than the simple story of political division that would make us understand. Secondly, the reason American society appears to be split 50-50 is that the loudest and most extreme viewpoints dominate airtime and social media space, and they each declare theirs is the voice of the majority. The majority of Americans are frustrated and fed up with partisanship. They want a return to the mutual good faith and unified spirit that characterize a healthy democracy. That's what we've had in the past. That's what we want now, a healthy democracy. Being able to discuss our disagreements remains essential. At the root of those disagreements are differences in core beliefs, how we see the world. While our differences are often rooted in contrast, that should not mean we cannot find common ground. By acknowledging and respecting the values that give real life our beliefs, we can restore, respect, and unify if we choose to move in that direction. If we choose to move in that direction. The vast majority of Americans, 3 out of 4, believe our differences are not so vast that we cannot come together. But here's the only dilemma that must be addressed and resolved if that will ever happen. Those on both sides of each conversation about each difference must not only have the desire for reconciliation, they must be willing to negotiate and compromise sufficient to reach a consensus that can and will result in the unity Americans so desperately want. That's certainly a tall order. But you know what? Americans can do that. Look at what we've done in our history. Look at every attack that's been made on this democracy, on this free country, on this the greatest country in Earth history. Americans have always pulled together. The resolve, the fortitude, and the getting through the differences has worked in every case, every time. We got it done. We can do that. And we will do it. You know when? When we want it badly enough. Hey, that's a perspective. You can disagree with it. You can agree with it. I'd love to hear from you either way. Dan@truthnewsnet.org. Dan@truthnewsnet.org. Enjoy this weekend. I love these long weekends, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Be with your family. Have a great time. Go to the church of your choice. Thank God for who you are and all that you have in your life. If nothing else, you live in the greatest country on the face of earth. Thank you for being here today. Till we get back together again. You do well. Have a great day. So long, everybody.
Classical conservatism, contemporary style. TNN, the Truth News Network.